USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. The Biden administration's COVID-19 data director tweeting, just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Two more Hurricane Ida-related deaths are being reported in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying both happened just north of New Orleans, with one happening after an elderly man fell from a roof. He was trying to fix the home, which was damaged by the storm. There have been 15 deaths in the state from Ida, which hit August 29th. The Secretary of State is spending some time in the Middle East. Next week, he'll be testifying before the Senate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th. The first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Biden administration's plan to widely administer COVID-19 vaccine booster shots later this month has become mired in confusion over regulatory approvals, eligibility, and logistics. Once boosters are approved, recipients of the COVID vaccine should get a third shot roughly 8 months after their second dose. As far as the confusion goes, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News,
I think the reason the confusion came here, Anita, is because President Biden got ahead of his skis on this by a long shot. FDA hadn't examined the data yet. Let me boil this down for you. It's coming out of Israel for sure that the Pfizer vaccine in particular, the BioNTech vaccine, over 6 months starts to diminish in severity and also mild cases. So it's looking like boosters, especially for the immunocompromised and the elderly and those most at risk. That's coming.
President Biden is planning to visit New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon this Saturday to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president will have some words to say about the attacks.
We're still working out the speech. I would expect you will hear from him in some capacity about 9/11.
Some of the victims' families are calling on the president to release all government documents related to the terror attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.